We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
In spirit as well as in truth. God is looking for people who will call upon Him and know that He is, that He is our Lord, our God, and our King. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. That is the God that we serve. As our shepherd, Jesus is this. He came to His people to give His life for our benefit. He came to His people to give His life, Dwayne. We were born to live. He was born to die. He came so that we could have the opportunity to enjoy what He said in my Father's house of many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He came so that we can have eternal life. And this stuff that we have in this life is temporary life. But what God had for us is permanent. Help me, Holy Spirit. God said, I came to give you life and that you might have life more abundantly, because the stuff we have is temporary. We're holding on to this so much that we can't see what God has that's eternal. And when we get this stuff out of our way and let God be part of our life, then we will see what God have in store for us.
Yes, amen.
Are you ready for what God have in store? Eyes have not seen, our ears have heard what God have in store. In John 10 and 11, Jesus declared Himself as, He said, I am the good shepherd. Yes. Here, Jesus described Himself as not only the shepherd, but the good shepherd. And what did this mean? I'm glad you asked. It means that Jesus is the good shepherd, not just a shepherd. For there are all kinds of shepherds. But Jesus is unique in character. There ought to be something unique in the character of your shepherd. There ought to be something unique in the man that you sit on every Sunday. There ought to be something unique in who you say you are worshiping with. There ought to be something unique about His personality. There ought to be something unique about Him. He ought to be different, unusual, and some people may call Him crazy, but thank God He is a good shepherd. Because some shepherds want money, honey. Some shepherds want to date you, baby. Some shepherds want to be messy, honey. But a good shepherd knows the difference between what God has given him and what God is doing. And sometimes we get all messed up because our pastors and our shepherds are fancy. They look good, they dress good, they smell good, and they mess up just as good. But we love them. We love our pastor. Let me get off of that. But if he's a good shepherd, if he's a good pastor, we...
Come on.
All right.
Yes, sir.
God said, your rewards have never been designed to be here, but it's up there.
Amen.
And that's what we have to focus on.
Amen.
For Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
There is a Greek word called kalos. Donald, put that down. You'll need it in the future. Which is translated as good. Mike, write it down. And it describes that which is noble, wholesome, and good. Kalos signifies not only which is good inwardly, but also that which is good outwardly as well. Kalos is a distinctive goodness. But in using the phrase, the good shepherd, Jesus is referring, has reference, is referencing to His inherent goodness and His righteousness as shepherd of the sheep. He is the one who protects, guide, and nurture His sheep. As a shepherd, He gives them guidance through life's challenges, watching over each individual with care. Yeah. His leadership is marked by self-sacrifice and loving devotion, making sure that the safety and well-being of his sheep at all times. Yes. He's called in the wee hours of the night when somebody is dying, and he gets up regardless, and he goes out because those are his sheep. He stays up waiting and wondering, is the church going to be well when he's out of the city? That's a good shepherd. He looks and thinks about his members, and he looks and cares about everything that goes on, and he wears himself to the bone because he's concerned and he have a love relationship with his sheep. That's what love is. And I began to understand the concept that Christ did for us and what God did for us. For God so
loved the world.
Loved the world. And this love covers a multitude of faults. So when stuff happened to you, love will cover it. Amen. Are you ready to meet this love?
Yes, Lord.
The day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you met this love. Because this love was saving you from yourself. Yeah. Are you ready to meet this love? This love is the one that went to a cross called Calvary and died for you. Are you ready to meet this love? This love is the one who said, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. Are you ready to meet this love? He's the one that says, I came that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Are you ready to meet this love? This love is today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He is our water when we are thirsty, our food when we are hungry. Are you ready to meet this love? Because love lifted me. When nothing else could do, it was love that carried me out of South Dallas. It was love that went to the cross that brought us from a mighty long way. It was love that brought us out of the cotton field. It was love that got us here from Africa, even though we didn't know why and when. It was God's love that was bringing us and restoring us and redeeming us and reconciling us. But most of all, it was his love that was saving us. This divine revelation of life through Jesus is not just a theological concept. It's a personal invitation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Each of us is called to experience this life, to let it shape our values and priorities. I keep saying, you cannot live and stay in a church for 50 years and be the same. If you're the same, it's either something wrong with your shepherd or it's something wrong with the sheep. You cannot stay and live under sound biblical doctrine and live the same way. Either it's something wrong with the shepherd or it's something wrong with the sheep. Now, my sheep, hear me. My sheep know me, and I know them. And so what the Lord is simply saying, are you hearing sound biblical doctrine? Are you being taught what God is saying? Or are you just letting it go in one ear and out the other? Because God will ask you the definitive question, are you hearing what thus said the Lord?
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus came to set the captive free. I was lost. You were lost. We were all lost. But Jesus has never been lost. Jesus is seeking and searching for those who are lost. And here's the thing about it. He knows us. He knows us. We can't hide that stuff from him. We might as well fess up. He knows what I'm up to. He knows what I'm doing. So if he knows me, if he is omnipresent, he knows everything about me. Wait a minute. Before you were even born, he knew what you would do. And he still loves you in spite of it. That messes me up. He knew the stuff that I would be in my life. And he said, even though you're going to go through that, I know what you will be at the end of your journey. And in the middle of your journey, there's some sound teaching that draws us according to his word that is amplified. Oh, there it is. Amplify the volume, Pastor, so that they cannot say they did not hear. Why? Because time is shorter than it's ever been before in the history of this world.
Yes, Lord.
The question is, are you hearing?
Yes.
My sheep hear me.
Yes.
In closing, let us remember that our redemption by the Good Shepherd is both a gift,
yes,
and a calling.
Yes. Yes.
Not everybody is qualified to do what we do.
Amen.
It is a gift, but it is also a calling.
Yes, it is.
This profound truth invites us to respond with a gratitude and devotion, committing ourselves to walk in love every day. I'm going to tell you, I do get mad at people. And I may even fire back. But it never stopped me from loving you. As we embrace the life of Christ that Christ offered, may we be inspired to extend grace, kindness, and sacrificial service to those around us, bringing hope and light into the world.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. From the day he put me in the pulpit and he said, when I put you there, I will speak through you.
Yes,
and I wrestled and I stayed away and I didn't want to go. Bruce, I didn't want to go. I'm going to be on church with you. I did not want to preach. But it's not about me. It's about him. I don't know if any preacher that's been called that ever said, oh, I'll go. No, I said, I ain't going. I'm going this way. I ran until I couldn't run no more. And when the Lord gets you at the end of your road, when you can't run no more, he said, if you'd have just answered me when I first called you, he said, I wouldn't even have to meet you at the end of the road.
Yes, yes.
But wherever you are, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
That's why the thief on the cross who hung there and said, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me. At the end of his road, he met the Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Don't wait to the end of your road. But if you do, please remember the Savior, because the Savior came to save us from ourselves, to redeem us of our sins, to restore us back to our rightful position and our rightful place with him. And when you know you've been bought with a price, you can say glory, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty is King and Lord. My brothers and sisters, God is watching us, looking over us, and he cares for us.
Amen.
The doors of the church open. If you're here today and this word has been amplified for you.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see I was broken, but you